Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
This morning, we're doing a bit of a special breakfast food. We've got our good mate Lucy Sutter from Dick Move on the line. Kia ora, Lucy, how are you?
Kia ora, Rach. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It is lovely to chat to you about food this morning, also about music. It's been a long pandemic, and I thought it might be nice to touch base with what people from the community are eating and sort of enjoying to get through at the moment. But also, you guys as a band, Dick Move, have just announced some extremely exciting news in the last week. For anybody who's maybe missed it, who are you opening for at Western Springs?
Pretty big news. at Western Springs, we're opening for the Foo Fighters.
That is huge. That is so exciting. You must be stoked on that.
Yeah, absolutely stoked. So Western Springs, and then also down at Westpac Stadium. Well, what is, well, it's the Cake Tin,
the
Spark
Cake
Arena
Tin,
down in Wellington. With the Foos and with Amel and the Sniffers, who we are very excited to play with because they're my favourite band in the whole world.
So good.
And very, very stoked.
That's not the only thing that's just been announced though. Idols are also going to be playing with you, which is super exciting. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, super excited. We've known about that for a little while, and it's been really hard to like keep it under wraps. But
be chill about it. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. No, it's that's super awesome, and the chance to play in the town hall as well is like
so cool.
Just very cool. We feel very lucky to be chosen to play for two international acts coming over. Yeah, it's wild.
I think the Foo Fighters is one of those bands that, I mean, everybody knows the Foo Fighters, you know what I mean? Mm. They're just huge. And Western Springs is one of those, like, once-in-a-lifetime type of venues to play. It must be quite scary and exciting to be looking forward to that.
It is terrifying. but in a really good way. it's overwhelming. I can't even really imagine what it'll be like to do that, but I think it's just gonna be awesome. I'm very excited.
You might get to have a photo with Dave Grohl. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to like I have to. I saw it because the Foo Fighters have just played in Australia with Amel and the Sniffers, and all over Amy Taylor, who's the singer of Amel and the Sniffers, all over her Instagram was just like selfies and videos of her and Dave, and I was like, right, that's gonna be me. I'm gonna be doing that.
It's so, like new friend group just dropped. Dick Move, the Foo Fighters, and Amel and the Sniffers. BFFs forever.
I know.
We talk about it in many ways at the moment across the community. It's not the easiest time for our music whānau right now. You are someone who works across music in many different ways and spaces. What have you been getting up to at the moment to, I guess, we're not in lockdown, but we're not really able to be normal. What have you been getting up to kind of like, I guess, pass the time at the moment, Lucy?
Yeah, you really like got me in my heartstrings that just before when you were talking about bars and venues, because it is really sad and hard to, for all of us not being able to be together in our favourite spaces, listen to music and things. But I guess at the moment, we're still going down to like the wine cellar.
Yeah.
All the time.
Nice.
all the time, filling that void with
wine
at the wine cellar, which is really nice. And there's still some gigs going on, like this weekend at Wine Cellar. Well, on Friday there's Repairs and Tombs playing, which
that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, and I haven't been like, I don't think I've been to a gig in quite a while.
Yeah,
but I feel like we're kind of coming out of that now. Like it's grey area.
Yeah, there's slowly, and everyone's taking all the social distancing and the precautions really well. And there's a lot of, I think the other thing I've noticed, which is just a testament to how lovely and supportive the community is there's a lot of respect for people who aren't quite feeling ready to go back out yet and all that stuff. There's no pressure, but also if you're feeling like you can and you want to, there are starting to be a few little socially distanced gigs that people can head along to, which is super awesome, I think, and a really nice kind of there's light at the end of the tunnel kind of feeling.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like we're getting over that the hump
indeed.
Yeah.
You are someone who I know likes to cook, and that's why we've asked you in to talk about food on breakfast food. You're bringing us a favourite recipe. What is that recipe this morning, Lucy?
This recipe is very close to my heart. It was one of my favourites when I was growing up, and now that I'm reading it out, I'm like, this probably sounds really weird to people at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, when I break down this recipe, people might think that it sounds really gross, but I can guarantee you it is a very good, homely, hearty dish, and it's called fish kedri.
Oh, yum. Okay, I'm intrigued. What is it?
Well, it's a like a smoked fish, rice, curry, egg dish that you kind of just all slop together into a cast iron pan and enjoy. But I can read what goes into it.
Walk us through it, Lucy. What have you got?
Okay, so you want to put like a couple of cups of rice, basmati rice, in the rice cooker. Get that going, and you also want to boil like 4 eggs.
Okay.
Keep them boiling because you want them to be hard boiled. So you just want to boil them to oblivion.
and then that nice grey colour on the inside.
Yeah, the greyer the better, honestly. And then in a big cast iron pan, you want to fry an onion in a whole lot of butter. Like, go like what you think is a lot of butter, and then double it.
Nice. Okay.
And then you want to add curry powder and cayenne pepper.
Nice. Spicy and flavourful.
Yes, all of the things. And then when the rice is done, you want to add the rice to the cast iron pan with a tub of sour cream.
I love this recipe already.
Yes, honestly, I want it right now. And then also, and you want to add a tin of smoked fish. And you want to find a tin of smoked fish because it's really hard to find these days. Every time I go to the supermarket, it's like tins of smoked fish never existed, and you have to buy like the packet ones. But if you can find a tin of smoked fish, that's what you want to go for. And you want to, so you mix all that up together and squeeze in like a whole lemon. And then you want to put some breadcrumbs on top and then toast it just a little bit in the oven for just so it's a little bit toasty and brown.
Oh, delicious.
And then you want to cut those boiled eggs into wedges and place them on top in any design you like, but it's going to look real 90s, real garish and quite old school.
Fabulous.
And that's it, and some parsley, some salt and pepper.
Oh,
and then just, it's like a fish pie, but also a curry. I don't know what more you want from a meal.
This sounds amazing. I'm literally going to go home and try this tonight. I'm doing the supermarket shop today, so this is a perfect opportunity to get my tinned fish, smoked fish.
Yes.
This is wonderful. It is also very much reminding me of things I had at like my great aunt's house as a child, which is like a lovely memory for me. So this is it seems like comfort meal, you know, wrapped up, done and dusted. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah. It's a fave. It's a personal fave of mine. I'm honoured to share it.
There's many, many kedri fans on the text machine, I have to say. A lot of people saying, yes, kedri all the way.
Someone, yes.
Someone wants to know if they can find this recipe online. Well, once we put the podcast up, you'll be able to find it. We'll stick it up there for you.
And I will just say that Annabelle Langbein does a good recipe. It's the closest that I've found to my mum's.
Okay.
Let's just say. So this one, yeah, it's very close.
So what's your mum's name?
Annie.
So this is Annie's kedri.
This is Annie's kedri, yep.
But if you want to find Annabelle Langbein's kedri, it's similar, but maybe not as good.
Yeah, my mum added breadcrumbs. She's a little bit fancy like that.
Yes, nice. Hey, thank you, Lucy, so much for bringing us this wonderful comfort food this morning, Annie's kedri. And congrats again on some very exciting gigs on the horizon for Dick Move. When is the Foo Fighters gig?
Foo Fighters is December.
Awesome.
I think it's beginning of December, I'm not quite sure. And Idols is in October.
Yeah, wicked. Oh, those are going to be so great. Well, we look forward to seeing you in one of our favourite bars soon enough, Lucy.
I'll be there.
And in the meantime, we'll enjoy your kedri. Have a lovely rest of your morning. We're going to listen to Ladies' Night by Dick Moon.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.